Oya ta nga tsu tongsha tu si chee zi marbe, tongwa shaba. Oda kee chee bari sanje ge song re zi, diba shabi tsu. Oda tongsha la tene nga tsu diba shaa oda shita kee chee bari zi marbe.
So we are giving an explanation or a teaching on the confession of downfalls, the 35 Buddhas of confession, sometimes also called. And this is a very important text because it explains the way in which we can acknowledge or confess our downfalls. And this is a very important practice. So this is a very important text because of the nature of the text and what it explains.
Dibat masha bayina, an jawa thuma me banta dibat masu saasha bay dibat dege chandan shamal dungen uwaris. Dibat sha bayina an dungen de nyomogu bay jitan uwaris.
All sentient beings, like ourselves, wish to have happiness and do not wish to have suffering. And if that is the case, we must look for the causal factors for happiness and the causal factors for suffering. And if we recognize that there are causes that, since beginningless time, we have created negative causes that will ripen into suffering in this life and in future lives, we must look at a way in which we can eradicate these negative causes, which will eventually cause us to suffer. That's why this is important, because it is a way in which we can eradicate these causal factors.
Oje ta donsha dos jena ta te kale khabe ingre samaj yo arde ine donsha ga tenda ten ga su jun mo bishin chu chu she diyo ares marbe tenda ne diyo ares.
So we might think, oh, this confession of downfalls, confession of misdeeds and downfalls text is very difficult, but we have the capacity to listen to it and the explanation can be given. Because we have an extensive explanation.
Oje, that don't shake it in the battle, don't shake it in that, don't send some to some dos, don't send some day, and then Tomb didn't shabby choose, Deba can the showers, didn't shabby to Jiris. Then Deba shots had you look well, Hoy Abaji waters, near batteries, and the Somba turned out my Dunisheva. What did don't send some dos?
So in this text, there are three meanings or three sections. It's the actual how the confession or acknowledgement of downfalls and misdeeds takes place. The dedication of the virtue created from this would be the second section. And the third section is the general meaning of this, or general explanation of the meaning. So this falls, this text can be broken into three sections according to the commentary that we are going to use.
Ta de don shabe chu de la ten ji to ji gun de don shabe chu. Ni bu gun de shabe to ji gun de don shabe chu. Na ba sen ji to ji gun de don shabe chu. Ni ba la do bi to ji gun de don shabe chu. Ni bu to ji de de shas.
So in this, the first explanation is given relative to the four opponent powers. And the first is given in the power of the basis, or in the New Great Treatise translation, the power of foundation. So this text begins with the power of foundation. And the other opponents are the power of antidote, the power of regret, and the power of power of basis, power of antidote, power of regret, and power of commitment, it's called turning away from faults.
Oje ta tenju to ju gun de dun sha bi chu de na ga zo na mo shang chu sen bi tuan sha ba da min de xie ji wa tu da do la ma la jiu su ju san ji la jiu su ju chu la jiu su ju ge nu la jiu su ju wo de.
So the power of basis can be found in the first section of this text, Confession of Downfalls to the 35 Buddhas. We'll see the entrance of the text says, homage to the confession of the Bodhisattva. So the one thus gone. Thus gone, the foe destroyer, the perfectly completed Buddha. So we need to imagine when we make this homage or prostration that as many atoms as there are as many of our body, speech, and mind making the three homages, homage through our body, speech, and mind, or three types of prostration. So we have this human mind that is very clever, very intelligent. So if just by reading to the founder, this first line, Bhagavan Tathagata Arhat, perfectly completed Buddha, glorious conqueror, Shakyamuni Buddha, I prostrate, we can purify 10,000 eons of negative karma, and we can understand how to use the four opponent powers because of this intelligent mind that we have. So it's quite easy then to purify our misdeeds, no?
What the body is that? Tene sumba namba sunji bi to jukune didun shabi chudula, didun shabi pombo suba dang. Shaji didun gozo, didun shabi chu saji sunne duwa. Namba sunji bi to, ta kante namba sunji bi to se ade nyeba le joba jihad marbe. nāmbā sūnjī bī tā chukun dīdung shāpa. Tēn chukun dīdung shāpa chāndu tarwa. Nyāmbā kundu shū bī tā chukun dīdung shāpa dīshīn shāpa sūrī shā sāpa tarinduwa. Tēnī nāmbā sūnjī bī tā ngā sūn jūpa tarwa. Dīpa sā sā dī rī mā sūn jāpa jūpa tarwa. Wā tē nāmbā sūnjī bī tā chukun dīdung shāpa sūtila ān tuan sēn dī sūn yung dūs. Dīdung shāpa bāmbā sūwa. Dīdung ngā sūnwa, shājī dīdung ngā sūnwa.
That's cool. So when we've gone over the opponent powers and their order according to this commentary, and we've gone over the power of basis, which we find is the refuge. We've gone over the power of applying antidote or applying remedies, and that is the names of the 35 Buddhas. The next section is the power of refuting the lifestyle or eradication or regret, I believe, is what it's translated as usually. So the power of regret. Those other words are what is used in the Lam Rim Chemo, the English translation. So I'm trying to go along with that, because that's the latest words in the lexicon that we're trying to create. So the power of refuting the lifestyle, or the power of regret, is this third category. And this has three sections according to the commentary. Rinpoche said the three sections, but I'm going to have to ask him to go over them again slowly. The first is the abandonment. Then it was some younger Suranang. Tam Che Kajor
said, this is a wrong Jabala Shaselos, the Yachin Savarova, Nebukun Sarova. That and Naba Sunji Vitaju when didn't have it turned out there, Dibal Jobajadrova.
Labsajin
didn't have it. What did Tensun Shigun do?
The Lapsar.
Didn't have it. Pomposu was.
Pomposu, don't got it.
Pomposu was the red. Dīpa mga jūi lī, wātī nukī, dīpa ndūsūn dūsū rī, mga zūngā, wātī yīn sā rī.
Dīpa nīpa?
Shājī dīpa mga zūngā sī. Dīpa kārī shā wātī, wātī dīpa, wātī dīpa tī yīdhū.
Tū chēnā, dēnē sūmbā?
Sūmbā dī dīdūn shā bī chūt rī.
Okay. All right, so the section on regret, which is wishing one hasn't done something is a literal way to translate it, or wishing one hadn't committed an act. So that is the meaning of regret in this case. So regret has three categories according to this commentary. And it begins in the text with all of those you 35 Buddhas and others, as many Tathagatas, Arhats, perfectly completed Buddhas, as there are existing, sustaining, and residing in all world systems of the Ten Directions, all you Buddha Bhagavans, please pay attention to me. So the first section is the request for them to pay attention. They're beseeching the 35 Buddhas, all the others, Buddhas in all the Ten Directions, or entreating them to please pay attention and listen to this acknowledgement. So this is the first section of regret. It's a request for acknowledgement, of our acknowledgement. The second section is what misdeeds are. What misdeeds are we talking about acknowledging? So that's the second section. And the third is the actual acknowledgement of the downfalls, or confession of the downfalls. And anyone who hasn't heard this before, I'm using confession and acknowledgement, because acknowledgement, I think, is more literal and less loaded as an English word. So these are the three sections. So the second section, what are the misdeeds? It says, in this life and in all states of rebirth in which I have cycled in samsara through beginningless lives, whatever negative actions I have created, made others create, or rejoice in creation of, what other possessions of stupas, possessions of sangha, etc. That section is the misdeeds, what the misdeeds are, and then the next section will be on the actually admitting them or confessing them and acknowledging them. The Rinpoche, the Chiran La, Injike Tamche La Gua.
La
Tambo La Sar, the Gunsu Su La Sar. Nyamdu.
Nyamdu Ndunjo, Nanu Kuzu Ngendu Gre.
The We're going to read the sections that we've gone over already together in the Tibetan transliteration. We'll do it slowly. I won't rip through it, I promise. So we'll do that slowly from where we've started. And just to look it over and kind of tie it in with the English, on the page 8, on the left side, you'll see Namo Shantyu. That is the beginning of the Tibetan transliteration. And that is where in English it says homage to the confession of Bodhisattva downfalls. So these are the same thing. So that section, up to where it says three times, is the section on the power of basis. The next section, with all the Buddha's names, up to this last Buddha's name on page 10, where it's it says three times, and in the English on the right side says, perfectly completed Buddha, king of the Lord of mountains, firmly seated on jewel and lotus, I prostrate. All of those between Shakyamuni Buddha and that final one, mountains firmly seated, that encompasses the power of antidote or power of applying remedies. So let's read together, Kether, in the Tibetan transliteration, those two sections which apply to the power of basis and power of antidote, or power of applying remedies. The ni, the ne.
Namo
Shanji Zembe Dungwa Shaba Danye Sheji Wa Dutta Dulama Lanjasu Chiyo Zanye Lanjasu Chiyo Chula Yasu Chiyo Gendu Lanjasu Chiyo.
That section is the power of basis. The next section is the power of applying remedies.
Dumba jom den de dejen jepa da dumba yanda ba zope zanje beje wa shacha tu pa la shatse lo dejen jepa da jen yin po rap tu jom pa la shatse lo dejen jepa rin chen u tu la shatse lo dejen jepa Balu on ye jabola shatselo, Dejin shepa bau de la shatselo, Dejin shepa beje la shatselo, Dejin shepa rinchen me la shatselo, Dejin shepa rinchen dao la shatselo, Dejin shepa ton wa don you la shatselo. Lo dejen sheba rinchen dawa la shatse lo dejen sheba jima me pa la shatse lo dejen sheba pe me jen la shatse lo dejen sheba tsampa la shatse lo dejen sheba tsampe jen la shatse lo dejen sheba chula la shatse lo Shatselo, Dejin Sheba Chule La La Shatselo, Dejin Sheba Bezan La Shatselo, Dejin Sheba Zenden Bela Shatselo, Dejin Sheba Ziji Tae La Shatselo, Dejin Sheba Upe La Shatselo, Dejen Jeba Nyanyen Mepe Pela Shatselo Dejen Jeba Zeme Jibu La Shatselo Dejen Jeba Meto Pela Shatselo Dejen Jeba Zampe Uze Nampa Rupe Nyomba Jemba La Shatselo Dejen Jeba Peme Uze Nampa Rupe Nyomba Jemba La Shatselo Dejen Jeba Nope La Shatselo Dejen Jeba Jembe Pela Shatselo Dejen Jeba Zembe Jintu Yondo La Shatselo Dejen Jeba Womputo Gijel Senji Jelpo La Shatselo Dejen Jeba Shintu Namba Numbe Pela Shatselo Dejen Jeba Yule Shintu Namba Jewa La Shatselo Dejen Jeba Namba Numbe Shepe Pela Shatselo Dejen Jeba Kone Nawa Kupe Pela Shatselo Dejen Jeba Rinchen Peme Namba Numba La Shatselo Dejen Jeba Dajon Pa Yanda Ba Zobe Sanje Rinpoche Dampe Malara Tuju Pari Wanje Pola Shatselo.
That section was the power of applying remedies or power of antidote. So that is the section where the 35 names are said, and some of the names purify 10,000 eons of negativity, some 20,000, some 30,000, some 1,000. So there are different numbers of level, different levels of purification relative to each of the Buddha's names. So the next section is the power of regret or power of eradication. So this is a feeling bad or regretting a misdeed. If one regrets or wishes one hasn't committed a misdeed, then one will acknowledge that misdeed or wish to confess it. So there are three sections of this power of regret or power of eradication. And the three sections are the request for attention, or entreating those to pay attention. Number two, the what are misdeeds, and three, actual acknowledgement or confession. That begins on, that depends on what book you have. If you have the newer book, it says Dead Dog, it's on page 14. If not, you'll find it. On the left side, it says Dead Dog La Sopa Chok Chui. On the right side, it says all those, parentheses, you 35 Buddhas and others, as many Tathagatas. That's the beginning of the section on the power of regret or power of refuting the lifestyle, eradication. We will do that one time together. Then Gonsun Su Kabar Ka. So we're going to read the section beginning with Didala Sopa, ending with Gonsusu. And this section is the section where we are asking 35 Buddhas, all the other Buddhas, all the world systems, all the Buddhas that are basically existing. We're asking them to please think of us, to listen and pay attention to us. So we're going to read that section together in the Tibetan transliteration. Does everybody have it? Yeah? All folks have the text?
de da la so pa jo ju e ji ten ji kam tam che na de jin che pa da jom pa yan da par zo pi san je jom den de kang ji ne ji zu te so jin je pe san je jom den de te da tam che da la gong su su.
This is the section of request for them to pay attention or to think and listen, think of us and listen to us. And I was trying to say it very slow because I know everyone has trouble reading the transliteration, but sometimes it doesn't make the words connect properly, so it sounds strange. So here, the meaning of this is, I have accumulated misdeeds, and I know that those misdeeds will create suffering. So I'm scared because of this. Acknowledging the reality of this scares me. So please, so we are asking all of the Buddhas to please pay attention to us and help us while we acknowledge our downfall so that we don't have to experience the things that we're afraid of. The next section begins with Dagi Jewa De Dang. The next section is the abbreviated section, which explains the ways in which one can accumulate misdeeds and what misdeeds are. So basically the explanation here in an abbreviated sense begins with Dagi Jewa in this life and in all states of rebirth. And ends with, or rejoiced in the creation of. So it says, whatever I have created, made others create, or rejoice in the creation of. And I don't know how we'll do this if you don't understand Tibetan, but it says, Jesu Yeranwam. That's where that abbreviated section is going to end. We're going to read it together, so when I stop, you'll know where we're stopping. But it begins with the Dagi Jewa De Dang. And I'm going to try to read it as slowly as possible, but still try to connect the words so it doesn't sound strange. So we're going to read that, and that is the abbreviated explanation of how the negativity can be created. And then below that, you'll see the more expanded explanation of how that's created. That's everything he said. Okay.
Dagi, what the lulu is touching to another?
Dagi Jewa De Dang Jewa Tome Tama Machipane Korwa Nakowe Jene Tamche Du Dipile Jipadan Jitu Sewadan Jipala Jesu Yeranwan.
What did it do? That deba dune song was a marble. Dag Jewa Toma Mabanta deba do and the deba susuk saba deba saba.
Lassa
Lunga is of deba saba. Jail deba sa chuba. Jail deba saba jesu hero. What a dune. Deba not dune at the son dune.
So here this is the abbreviated part of the explanation of what misdeeds are, or what are misdeeds. These are the ways that misdeeds can be created. So all of misdeeds are created in this way. So in this life and in all states of rebirth, so in this life, in beginningless lives and all of cyclic existence, I have created negative actions in three ways. I have created them through my own body, speech, and mind, myself. I have encouraged others to create them, and I have rejoiced in the creation of these misdeeds. So here, this is the abbreviated way in which we have accumulated misdeeds.
What the nigan do it, Roa?
And then below that, it expands the abbreviation, expands the explanation. So we have these three ways. We ourselves can accumulate a misdeed. We can order others to accumulate a misdeed or tell others to do so, and we can rejoice in the creation of. So that was the abbreviated section. Below it, it expands. So now, how misdeeds are created will be explained in a more thorough manner. Then a kaba ka. So the first line says, after the one we just read in English, states, whatever possessions of stupas, possessions of the Sangha, possessions of the Sangha in the 10 directions that I have appropriated. Here, the possessions of stupas refers to Buddha and the Dharma. So here, the first two lines refer to the three jewels, the Buddha jewel, the Dharma jewel, and the Sangha jewel. And here, if we take something from any of these without permission, then this is a grave misdeed. So here, there are a lot of items that can be offered to the Buddha, to the Dharma, and to the Sangha. There are flowers and monies and foods and so forth. If one is not given permission, then it is a misdeed to take these items. So here, these first two lines refer to stealing possessions of the Buddha, the Dharma, or the Sangha, and the explanation of it as being a grave misdeed. So this is the meaning here. Here it says stupas. In the English translation, it also says stupas. Rinpoche said this. It also says stupas it says chorten in the Tibetan text. But here, the explanation states that chorten refers to the Buddha and the Dharma. Basically, taking any of these items without permission becomes a misdeed.
Mm-hmm.
So the next part explains the five heinous crimes, or the five actions of immediate retributions, killing one's father, killing one's mother, drawing blood, killing an arhat, drawing blood from a Buddha, or dividing the Sangha. So the five heinous crimes, or the five actions of immediate retribution, are explained in the next section.
Lesson.
So the next section is relative to the 10 non-virtuous activities. So the negative actions we've accumulated relative to the 10 non-virtuous activities. And just translators note, when I say negative actions, it refers to the three types. It's implicit within that, not explicit. Okay. So let's read those sections that we've gone over, ending, I'll end it, trust me on this. It begins with Chorten Ji Goram. You see it? Everybody see it? Ready? Chorten Ji Goram, Genden Ji Goram, Chaju Yi Genden Ji Kotropadan, Trochu Chupadan, Tropala Jesu Yirawan, Sama Chipa Nile Jipadan, Jidu Tsewadan, Jipala Jesu Yiram, Migewa Jui Leji Layanda Palawa La Jupadan, Jutu Tsewadan, Jupala Jesu Yirawam, Lai Leki.
That's it.
These are the types of misdeeds. Types of misdeeds that need to be acknowledged.
So
if we take anything from the three jewels, then it is without permission, it is a misdeed. That is the first. The second is acknowledgement of the five heinous crimes, or five deeds of immediate retribution. The third is the acknowledgement or confession of the 10 non-virtuous actions. So these are the misdeeds that in need of confession or acknowledgement. The first section, the next part is the actual acknowledgement of downfalls or confession, and it begins.
Got it.
That's cool.
Tenji tojigun diba shabi chuyu, nyambu gundu shibi tojigun diba shabi chuyu.
Sin.
Naba sunjibi tojigun didun shabi chuyu, tarwa. Da jeba nyambu lhadu bi tojigun didun shabi chuyu, do dili gore.
Oh, lesa, lesa, lesa. Yeah. So this, of the four opponent powers, we've already gone over the power of basis, the power of antidote, the power of regret, and now the power of commitment or a power of restraint you can find in this next section that's coming up. That was Rinpoche added in. And it begins with, I have done, being obscured by these karmas causes me and sentient beings to be born in hell realms and the animal realms, in the preta realms, in irreligious countries as barbarians, as long life gods with imperfect faculties, holding wrong views or not being pleased with the Buddha's descent. This refers to the life of leisure and opportunity, the eight leisures and the 10 opportunities. So this is what it's referring to here. And so referring to the results of the misdeeds that one creates, and the results can be that one has the opposite of leisure and endowment, or leisure and opportunity, and there are eight leisures and 10 opportunities. Sometimes they call that leisure and endowment, so eight leisures and 10 endowments.
Was that lady Diba Gangadin, that's a genial job. What then, ma? Carso got it. Lady Diba Gangadin, then Mokumbi ne jimarva, Mokumbi ne jiljin, Diba Musasa yours, and a Diba to Sukungalong as two numbers, two contus want to be don't say your words, cheating a Diba Sagman, don't send his. Nyabal hato bi tojigun diba shabi chuyus. Diba dada mashaba ina rwa. Diba dada mashaba ina leji diba kanki dine nyawali chigiris.
Lesa.
Nyawali chisun chuyche tu umaris.
Lesa.
Yeda yudu chigir chuyche tu umaris. Tonul china chuyche tu umaris. Ngansungi mokubi sonche dendri yi mokubi ngare.
Oh, say Rinpoche, you're right.
Ombu ma san wa san na, ne mi me ba tang, anju me ba tu su yin ji ro wa. Ombu ma san wa.
Lesa.
Tawa luban zi ba ni jangpeng da par si jangpeng.
Lesa.
Jangpeng ka chintal ka si jibu chung na jiga re, lian de yue ma ri jibu ro kui. Tawa luban zi ba jangpeng da par si jangpeng. Tawa
lupa sanje ka yo ma re dendru yi da nga wapa da yu tako.
Sanji jide de jwa la ne ba ma ji
se jimbi la je yira
je je mo ho ba ji da mo ho ba ji
de la ren chemong ye chi
sa je le 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 jin ta jin de da ne.
Okay, so we'll read all of this together, but you will find the eight leisures are the opposite of the eight leisures in this. Being born without these eight leisures are results of negativity. So for instance, if we're born because of our misdeeds in the hell realm, in the hell realm it's very difficult to practice dharma. So this is why it is not called a rebirth of leisure, because one does not have the opportunities that one does relative to a better rebirth, or a rebirth where these factors are not present. Just quickly to run through them, and then we'll read them together. It's the eight leisures are not having wrong views, a place where there is no Buddha's word, as being born as an animal, as a hungry ghost, as a hell being, in an uncultured border region, born stupid and mute, having incomplete sense faculties, or as a long life deity. So we'll read it as in this text. So we'll read it from the section that in the English begins with being obscured by these karmas causes me and sentient beings to be born in hell realms. So that starts where it says Le Ji Jipa Gangi. So that's where we'll be reading it.
Le Ji Jipa Ta Mokoba Ji Jiwa Lenpa La Le Dan. Le Ji Jipa La Den Jiwa Le Dan Nyo Mokoba La Den Jiwa Lenpa La Den.
So here where it says being obscured by these karmas, these karmas, being obscured, refers to the karma and afflictions that causes me and other sentient beings to experience these rebirths. So here the karma and afflictions are what causes us to have to experience these things. So we'll read that. Has everybody found it in the Tibetan transliteration? No. Yes. It says, do you have? Can you show him? Because he hasn't. And any... Yeah, if you count eight lines. And then it's going to end. It's easier, I think, if we just listen for the ending. It's going to end in the English where it says, not being pleased with the Buddha's descent. That is where it's going to end there. These aren't the 10. So we'll give everyone a moment to find it. Kensa indicate sawan go indicate sawan chikshina junior
go yong she mare mokho ba ji de
gangin sen indicate the tanda dead score me che the nya wa pa denju yeda the chu ma yimbi sacha
chu me bi sacha
the lalo
yu ta ku de jo se de
de ne tse rimbi
tse rimbo
Nene the Ombo Matsang.
Ombo Matsang.
The Lu Dawa Lopa.
Dawa Shinju Lubanzi. Jamhe Dabaris.
Nene the Sanje, the Pesung, Natsu Gapu Mare, the Yere.
De Mare, that's the old Mare.
Sawa Yomare.
The Lukare Luka.
Ale.
Ne, the Dal just wanna Sanje Gabu Yomare. The Jail Tanga Gulajaju Yomata.
The Jain Yamdu Yomare.
Indicate
that's Kensabu. Okay, so just to make this more clear, it says or not being pleased with the Buddha's descent in the English. And that makes it sound like there are nine. I was just, in my head as I was going, I was counting nine in the English root text. So I asked Rinpoche why there are nine in our root text. And in the Tibetan root text, it's not like or, it's more of a result of the eight. If you have these eight, you won't be pleased with the Buddha's descent. So that's the way that Rinpoche just sort of described it. I don't have time to go through it all to find out the exact English literal translation, but Rinpoche was, I asked him, I said, the not being pleased with the Buddha's descent makes nine, and the word or sounds like it's connected to the other eight. And Rinpoche said that it's more of a what'll happen if you have these other eight. That's the explanation of that. So let's read through it as best we can.
Lady Dripa Gangi Drine Dasem Chenye Wachipam Dudu Chene Suchipam Yida Ji Yuta Chipam Yuta Tutu Jewapam Lalo Jewapam Latse Jimbo Nansu Jewam Wablo Matsan Wanjuram Dawado Badzimba Jewam.
What about Jitre?
Yeah, those are the eight. So the not being pleased with the Buddha's descent is not included in that. And below that, the next section, we'll find the not being pleased with the Buddha's descent.
Sanji Kar Sanji Nedunjuwa.
Sanjay Junwa La. Oh, you need the. That's cool. That's cool. I'm sure. Okay, right. That's cool. I forgot he doesn't have a root text. La Lord. Wampo Matsawa. Sanjay.
Sanjay. Sanjin Jua la Nyeba,
Sanjin
Jua la Nyeba, Sanjin Mukumba Jibaina, Sanjin Jua la Nyeba Majiba, Juice, Mukumba Jiba Nabaina, Sanjin Jidan Pisman, Sanjin Gabin Umarijiba, what then my religion did that?
Lesser. Okay, so we'll read the next section together. And the meaning of this is if you have any of these eight negative states, then you will not be pleased with the Buddha's descent. So even if a Buddha comes or there is a Buddha's descent, you will not be pleased with it if you have these eight. We'll read that part together. It's basically where we left off, and it's a couple of lines. So we'll start with that. Sanje junwa la nyeba mi ji pa juwe le ji dripa gan la pa de jor pa. Did I make a mistake? I skip a line? Then want to try that again? Okay. Sanje junwa la nyepa mi ji pa jo wele ji pa ji ji pa gan la pa de da tam che sanje chom den de yeshe su jur pa.
Shendu juba. Shendu juba.
Shendu jorpa, pandu jorpa, sema jorpa, chenpe zipa, dedagi, chenla tula, chaso, michapo, mebeto.
What about the Nyabal hadu bitadre.
So that is the power of commitment. That section is on the power of commitment, and it reads in English. Not being pleased with the Buddha's descent in the presence of the Buddhas who are transcendental wisdom, who are eyes, who are witnesses, who are valid, and who see with omniscient consciousness, I am admitting and confessing all of these negativities. I will not conceal or hide them, and from now on in the future I will abstain and refrain committing them again.
What is the meaning of Ishizu Juba? Ishizu Juba is a Kartuna Karisrova. Ishizu Juba is a Dege and a Tripai Buddha also be Shuji Sanji to Sungalo. Ishizu Juba is Ishizu Juba. And a Kande Ishizu Juba is a Leda Numa Bongi, Nasuli Jiata, Le Kanagi, Lendi go to Kangalo, and Sanji Changer, Sanji to the Changer is.
Okay, so here we see the word transcendental wisdom. So why, what is the transcendental wisdom that the Buddhas possess. The 35 Buddhas are all Buddhas, and all Buddhas understand. All Buddhas are omniscient or all knowing and understand the law of cause and effect, or karma and its effect. So because they understand karma or action and its results, and understand it completely, and completely meaning that he or she is omniscient, this is why the 35 Buddhas are, and all Buddhas are referred to as transcendental, as who are transcendental wisdom. So they are those who have possessed this wisdom, and the wisdom is of karma and its effects. This is the meaning of the transcendental wisdom. The Buddhas are all knowing. The Buddhas know. So here it says transcendental wisdom. Transcendental wisdom refers to the all-knowing nature, the understanding of all phenomena. So the Buddhas, the 35 Buddhas, because they are Buddhas, understand all phenomena, and because of their omniscient mind. So this is the reason for the name transcendental wisdom. The second, it says eyes, who are eyes. The eyes refers to the Buddha's ability to ascertain all phenomena because of his or her clairvoyance coupled with omniscience. So in the same way that we can see a form, just see something in front of us, the Buddha can see all phenomena. The Buddha can see how karma and its actions work, and what karma and its results are. So the Buddha, because of his all-knowing mind and clairvoyance, can see this. Clairvoyance can see this, and this is why it says, "Who are eyes?" So the who are eyes refers to the ability to see all phenomena and karma and its actions in the same way a normal being can see form encapsulated. The next says who are witnesses. Here, witnesses, very similar, if those were those of you who were in class before and we were trying to figure out judge and all of those words, witness is the more literal translation. It seems Rinpoche just kind of explained that the word in here is the same as witness before. The word here is the similar to the one before. So we're witness. And why, what is the witness? There is no other being that would be a better witness than a Buddha to this acknowledgement, because the Buddha is the only one who is omniscient and understands karma and its actions and understands what needs to be abandoned and what needs to be taken on or what needs to be engaged in. So the Buddha understands that this is virtue, this is a misdeed, this is positive, this is negative. So this is the reason that the Buddha is, there is no other better witness than a Buddha, because the Buddha understands these things with his or her omniscience.
tapana dada kheba juye na dada kheba juye na chulo na san de re mhen de sa gu du la ba ina ana dada de shi shi ya den ba ro sema ro sema ma ba sema ju ba s da sa ji ju den de ge de na ana nga ju sa sa ban de ge wa re de de ba re sa ji ge song sa ba de sema re sema den ba re na ju sema sa gong song sema ge ba sema ji bu sema se da sema ju ba re sema ju ba sha de ji bai bu da la so ba tu su ge lo ane ge me gi ane karse gore gemegi le nyen she je bala chuwa yo ma chugo ma re denba re sama jo ba re sama konzo sumba denba re sama re
yeah
sama jo
so the next it says who are valid here valid the word is sema and that can be connected to can be also called prime and you'll find that in valid cognition or prime cognition, that word. And there is direct prime cognition, or direct valid cognition, and indirect valid cognition. So that's the same word when we say indirect valid cognition, or direct valid cognition. That valid is the same word in the Tibetan, Rinpoche said, to make that clear. So that valid here is as follows. If we had a doctor who was a great scholar in a particular category or a particular way of diagnosis and then diagnosed us exactly and gave us exact medicine, the medicine he was giving us was because of the truth that he understood in or directly perceived in a valid way. His truth is valid because of the qualifications. Likewise, the Buddha has eradicated all faults, and because of his or her omniscience, we say that it is valid because it is valid cognition. There is it is always valid and understood or truth. So here, this is the reason for the word valid, because the Buddha is faultless relative to view and understanding of what needs to be abandoned and what needs to be practiced.
Ani sore sumu marba nga diba sasa sumus tuelo. Chasu se ati diba shaba. Tuwa na shaba nyite, ani nga diba sasa sumu lao shaba te, tuwa, tuelo se ati lao batiris.
That's go Rinpoche, the nge jun chik shena.
Shena tuelo chasu osa.
The tsema, that's go ka nge sena.
Tsema,
kuye shesu juba, shendu juba, kwanda
juba, tseme juba, chenbe ziba.
The jenbe ziba.
Chenbe ziba, sanje tu su chenba ge, le ka na ta chuk nga zigo rwa. Sanje tu chenwo rwa, tongwo rwa. Tongke ke sanje ta da ke dun le nge deba togi yin, sha gi yin si.
Nga
deba sa shaba sangu me la gi yin si, sha gi yin si.
Less
so. What does he say? Shenga tui lo cha su. Shenga tui lo cha su. Tui wa tang, sha bal cha ba kar si na. Tui wa si na shu bal la shu ba. Nga deba sa ba yin si la ba.
So here it says, and who see with omniscient consciousness, I am admitting and confessing all these negativities. So here, without restraint of any negativities, I will confess them all. So here, it's saying to those who have, it's not as connected as it seems to these other lines as it did before. It's more of, now there's a new section, and to those who are omniscient ones, because they are all-knowing and understand all of our actions and see them, see all of our actions, and understand because of their all-knowing mind, I am admitting these to you, omniscient ones, because you've seen them and you understand. So those are the connecting lines in the Tibetan. I am admitting these, all of these negativities. So it's the confession or acknowledgement to them.
Shenga tulu chazu, mechobu, mebitos. Mechobu, mechosana, divasa and the sanshava in the chavaris, chava. Divasa said Malmalavaji, Sanjil Majubaji, and the sanshava in the chavas, diva chavas. Sangal, song. Mechobu, mebit.
Mechapo, mepapo, gar, chapagar, mechapo, mepapo.
me pedo
machabos sheba ne didon chanda shejang shema tha sandu majub sandu shuba majuna machaba yilasa
me pedo
deba gande saba yina ya deba gande saba yina
Someone that may gender less
and mabina machobaris.
Then mepedo gare.
A machoba in las, Tadajuna, Chajiji, Tuanjuro. Mabedo, Jeban, Mabedo, Jeban,
Chapagari, NGK, Drabble,
Mabedo, Jeban, Jidena, Ziguba, Bebatar, Ziguba, Bebatar, Didon Jejido, Majibi, Beba in las. अने काजू को दे
ट्रापल दूं यो मर बे
देवा साझा बते बाजा बसे उमर बे अंगातु चला खेने दें बाजा है जोरो
बाजा
बेबा बेबा बेबा
कौन दा गंगे से नगे केजरो सबु लागू गंगे से एनजी के दे चावा दे ने ने चापो ने चापो से
ट्रापल चापो से खन माल बस वो खल खल माल ना
लेस
चावर Lesson of Machabaro.
Bedo
Machabaro. Tulu Ale. Bees and not that.
Chapagar.
And then to command the Jukuina.
Lesson
of Gujala Juro.
Lesson
of Beja Mother.
Someone
Sasha Jaguro.
Lesson of
Dinaji Dibasan Beja.
Ale. Chucha
Mabitos.
Okay. So I the reason I was asking is the next line it says, I will not conceal them or hide them. And I say, in the Tibetan, there's two conceal. And hide. So I was trying to find out from Rinpoche what's the difference because the concealing and hiding are very similar in the English, so it's going to be hard to explain. So Rinpoche said this concealing here refers to not speaking of something one has, not admitting or speaking that one has done something, not telling someone else, keeping it very secret, not saying to the Buddhas, not confessing it, keeping it very secret to oneself. Here, hiding refers to if someone has stolen something or has taken something that wasn't theirs and hidden it so that no one would find out or so that no one would see that this had happened or that they had done it, then this is what the hiding refers to. So the concealing refers more to keeping one's fault a secret. And the hiding, and a secret internally, and the hiding refers to hiding refers to kind of taking the items one has misappropriated and putting them somewhere they can't be found in a secret place. So that's the difference in the two words in the commentary.
Machabu mabetos.
Less.
Dibasa san beba ina na kuba to yabasu betures. Sajig gachin duar betua yabari jorda.
See, the thing that's so funny about this is that one can conceal or hide something or put it in a secret place, but the Buddha is all-knowing and sees everything, so it doesn't really matter. So because the Buddha understands all phenomena, no matter how many things one has done, the Buddha has seen all of them. So you can't, so it's saying not to conceal them or hide them, not to do this. So here, this, I'm not going to conceal them or hide them is the power of commitment, or the power of, what is it, turning away from faults, I think it's called in the other translation.
Sanji,
So here is basically in the future, I will not conceal or hide them. And now on in the future, I will abstain from and refrain from committing them again. So here, this is the power of commitment. And remember, there was something I wasn't clear on. If the Buddha is an all-knowing, it's all coming kind of together. The Buddha is all-knowing and sees these things anyway. So it makes no sense to conceal or hide them. And if we do this, then this will create a negative relationship with the Buddha. It's almost as if we're displeasing the Buddha. That's the best word to use. We're displeasing the Buddha because the Buddha knows we did this anyway. So it's displeasing the Buddha. So here it's making a commitment not to do such a thing again.
What the junju launches on Junjule? Junjule, Sanji Shanju, Sembata, Kuntu, Tumi Zibadin, Tada Tanji, Shingana, Tabadan, Nesushi, Shedansa, Tumi Sako, Tajudan, Sari, Dresu, Shejuna, Dishi Lava, Tenshine, Trabi, T. Mela, Torosa, Nebel Hadubas. Tā sūsū kī dībā nā kārā sāpā yīnā yā, anī sāngjī dībā ngōsūng tēshū yu yu yāpā tēnē, anī shīchī ngā dībā tā sāgī mē yā bē, jōpā jē gugurē sōng yīsārē.
So here, all of the misdeeds that we've created, because of the Buddha's clairvoyance, are understood, they are seen by him or her. So here it's a regret for having created these misdeeds and a recognition that the Buddhas are all-knowing and understand this.
Tenju kun diba shabi chu. Naba sunji bi todla sun yorwa.
Lesa.
Didun shabi mwambu suwa. Shaji diba ngozunwa. Didun shabi chu. Machobu mbidu otoba didun shabi chu tsanda resi marbe.
So here we have in the four opponent powers, the power of basis, the power of antidote, and the power of regret. The regret has three categories. The dunsen sum, the jupa dunsen sum, yanja jupa lauron.
Nyebu kundushu mare, naba sunji vitatila sunro, titunsha pambu ngonsunwa, pambu suwas, chiche, nyeba de shaji diba ngonsunwas, sunba titunsha pichus, tanda wa machabu mabidu wa diba dule, didun shabi chui tingi sari, nyabal ladu bito ulu ma yungu sari, nyabal ladu bito.
Spare with me for 1 second here.
Nga jebi didun na shabar ma zi, shinji, jang didun ma jeba, chuchuji ma jeba,
So in this section on the regret, we see the request the attention to be paid, the explanation of what misdeeds are, general misdeeds, what they are, and the actual confession section, the confession or acknowledgement. So here, the last section falls into that category of confession or acknowledgement. because we've already gone through the request for attention and gone through what the misdeeds are, and then the actual acknowledgement or confession is stated in the end where it says, I am admitting and confessing these, beginning with that and ending with, I will abstain from committing them again. The regret section, the confession section of the regret section falls into that category. That's what Rinpoche said, but Rinpoche, Nyepa Le Dopa Kabiya.
I'm not sure today. Tenji to tsabaris, tenji kun debashabi chu tsabaris, nye bu kun dishu bita ju kun debashabi chu tsabaris, sanji li shatsa wa tsarwa, ta naba sunji bita ju kun debashabi chu de tsandaris, mamu ngonzunwa, shaji diba ngonzunwa, didun shabi chu machabu mabitu wa dibadre, sun tsan tachi matulaya maris.
So we've gone over the power of basis, the power of antidote, and the power of regret, and we found that the power of regret has the categories of the request for attention, what misdeeds are, and the actual confession. Now we only have one more of the opponents to go over. So there is not more than one to go over, Rinpoche said.
Machabu Mabito, that Lanchi and Judy Dombajila, Sanji Jun in the Kaza.
Here, Rinpoche.
Or Lanchi Jang. What did my dad do? Lanchi Jang Shibane, Lasso, Shibi Bajidensa. Lanchi and Judy, Dombar J. Lasso. Sanji Jun in the Dada, Tanji Dala Gonsu. Dag Joan the Joa Tomita Machiban, Koana Kujine. Kawana ku jene jentato jimbi mare hota mwa legend ro
mwa legend
ka su sunde badrinde
len lenche jan choji kagdu
lenche jan chojin domba jelazo wadrinde neba la du biton de rendo ha lenche jan chojin domba jela debasa ja bad sinche ne debasa gmes wadrinde tez madu mudu
All right. Now it's going to be very clear. Sometimes we're using multiple resources here, so that's why we're sometimes getting confused. The power of basis, we've understood. The power of antidote, the section, we've understood. The power of regret has the three sections, and it goes through ending at and who are valid. To those who see with omniscient consciousness, I am admitting and confessing these negativities. I will not conceal them or hide them, and from now on in the future I will abstain and refrain from committing them again. This falls into the category of the power of a commitment or a power of refuting the life of erratic. We're going to say the power of commitment. That's easiest. Turning away from faults, I think it's called in the other text. Let's do that section together, beginning with and who see with the omniscient consciousness. Hold on one second. Len Che Jang Chu Ching Dongba
Ji La Su Hos. Len Che Su Gu Ngan Di Ba Ji Gmes. Xi Chi Ta Pin Chi Le Da.
It's just that one line, the last line, they've made a Len Che Jang, you know, the Mi Chapo, Mi Bebo, the
Mabitu Tamalia Chinsavari. Naba Sengi Bito Honsinsaro. Mabitu Ziad.
Okay.
Naba Sengi Bito.
Okay. All right, so where. So we have to. Okay, so look at your English section right now. And in the English section, where it ends with, I will not conceal or hide them. That is the last section on the power of regret, according to the commentary. So that last line that we have to read, it says, and from now on in the future I will abstain and refrain from committing them again, is the only line, according to this commentary, that refers to the power of turning away from faults or commitment. So everything before that, including I will not conceal or hide them, falls into the category of the power of regret.
What kale cha jin de ne nyang du ne
the len che
han ji jang jue jin dong ba ji la zo
slowly len che jan chu chin dong ba ji la so
ne bu do ji non ji ba do de
that's the fourth of the opponent powers, the power of commitment. And that in the English is, in the now on and in the future, I will abstain and refrain from committing them again. So just a quick synopsis in case the English translation wasn't clear. The power of basis is the first section where the refuge is. The power of antidote is the next section on the 35 Buddha's names. The power of regret is the section up to I will not conceal or hide them. There are three categories in the power of regret. And the power of commitment, or power of turning away from faults, is that last line, and now in the future I will abstain and refrain from committing them again. So that's the entire thing.
That's
the fourth opponent power, the power of commitment, that last line.
So
we've gone over the four opponent powers, and we're going to now go on to the section on dedication. And that last line, it says, from now on and in the future, I will abstain and refrain from committing them. This refers to, since beginningless time, we have created misdeeds and created downfalls. So we are acknowledging all of those that we have created, engaged in at this moment, and we are making a commitment to not engage in them in the future. So we are stating that we will not do these things again that we have done since beginningless time. So that is the power of commitment. So now we've gone over all of the four opponent powers, and we're on to the next section of dedication. Our mind is, and the negativities or misdeeds that are implanted in it can be compared to the moon, and the misdeeds compared to clouds. We can see at times when we have a night when the moon is out and there are a lot of clouds, we really can't see the moon very well. But then there are other nights where it's a very clear night and the clouds aren't there and we can see the moon very well. Our mind is compared to that moon, and our misdeeds are compared to the clouds. And as we acknowledge our downfalls and misdeeds and we engage in virtuous activities, our mind will become clearer and clearer because the clouds of the misdeeds will be cleared away.
So in
now we're going to explain something from Nagarjuna's letter to a friend. So in the letter to a friend by Nagarjuna, Nagarjuna states that our mind is like the moon that is obscured by clouds on a dark night. But purifying the negativities within our mind is like clearing away the clouds and making space clear so the moon can be seen. So the clouds can be, so the word apart from, so the clouds can be separated from the area in which the moon is and from space, and the space can be purified and clear so the moon can be seen. There are those who have done this, such as Angulimala, and there are two other names of people who created large amounts of misdeeds that were able to purify them. So through acknowledgement of our misdeeds and downfalls, we are able to purify our misdeeds, and when our misdeeds are purified, this creates more clarity of our mind, like removing the clouds from the moon on a cloudy night. So we've gone over so many times the story of Angulimala. And that is from the text by the great master Nagarjuna, Letter to a Friend. I encourage everyone to look these quotes up, because there's no way I can literally quote them perfectly. So I encourage everyone to buy these books. So of the sections on the according to the explanation of the commentary of the Confession of Downfalls, the first section is the section of the general confession of misdeeds and downfalls. The second section is dedication. So we've arrived at that dedication section. The third is the general abbreviated meaning of this, but the dedication is the second section, and we've arrived at that. So next week we'll start the section on dedication. So maybe now we'll do dedication and mandala offering, and then after, if there's any questions, we can do that. Okay? And we do that only in the Tibetan transliteration. Let's focus now. If anybody has any questions, that would be okay. Yes. Abusing one's own is that including what? Oh, so like self-harm behavior?
Yes, abusing one's own aggregates, and what does that mean, and what are the things that are involved in abusing one's own aggregates?
And is that abusing one's own aggregates, is that in the text?
Is that part?
No,
is that be confessed?
Oh, okay. So that's not something...
What constitutes abuse of one's own aggregates?
Okay. The Kongi Truwa. Then where did you see the... Because he's going to want to know where did you see abusing one's aggregates? Where is that?
Oh,
I see. Okay. Then the Kongi Truwa.
If you take a bodhisattva vow,
right,
and you abuse your aggregates,
mm-hmm,
you're not benefiting others,
mm-hmm,
and so on and so forth. And maybe this is very dangerous.
Okay. The Kongi Truwa, Ngatsu Pombonga. Ngatsu Nupa, the Tsansa Ngatsu Mei Jenda, the Nupa, the Du Chao Lao, Du Contra Tsao, Du Yine, Tsansa Mei Kashe, Rangi Nu Du, Tsansa Kongtsu, the Pombonga, Tsansa the Dur, the Lapa, the Dur Jiao Du, then some Mei Nyumba, Tsansa the Jiao Du, then Tsansa the Rangi Sam, the Sanlo, the Ducha Sanlo Mamodangalu, then a Kongi Pumbonga, Tsansan Kong Supo, Nu Dangalu, then a the Jun Yimba, the Deepa Yimba, Gangin Sen, a Deepa Yimba, then a Shaba Gudue, then a the Rangi Nu Kabiore, Megewa Ju Nala Kabiore, Rangse Danga,
Rangse Na. Rang rang se na dibar wat dag jeba zadro dag jeba jen je tu joba je su yeron sun su se na dibar wat dag dibar sabro
yene matsepa yene nu na de chik de san san der you know then der the lapa jagdu then chak yong du
te dibar it
dibar wat de me gewa ju na la
Susuki diva sabater water. Ah. Dani pumpu memories. My pumpu dojares and hajina, la chugumar, don't is lagun water. My pumpu dojares, tenjio maris.
Then lama
pumpu nova jejio maris. Pumpu sonjo jewores, pens agores. Learn the data to manage the dana to sonjas. Nasu lute, Nasu dan rubberis, lute yosan, chi dunga, gai dunga, nai dunga, chi dunga, you are there, and Nasu lute saw chivalries, dunda chivalry, singing sonsa, pensa, and telling me you are such a chivalries.
Then
a number jiju maris.
Then me matsana, Natsu yuna, deeper yimba, gangin sinner, the Natsu wrong. The
new name Mazana, Susu Zubul Nogro, Nasa Shichin Ruro.
Deeper Yimba,
what the Susu Diva Zalanda Rude?
All right, I'm sorry that took so long, but I wanted to make sure I gave so many different examples of how one could harm one's aggregates, just so Rinpoche could be clear on it. The answer is yes, harming one's own aggregates. When we see misdeeds that can be created by oneself, encouraging others to create, or rejoicing in the creation of others creating, it falls into the category of ourselves creating it. If we kill ourselves, then this falls into the category of killing. This is a grave non-virtue. This anything that we do to harm ourselves is a non-virtue, because in Arya Deva's 400 verses it states, in some ways we see this body as an enemy and commentary, because the body, based on this independence upon this body, we have to experience the suffering of birth, aging, and sickness, and death, and so forth. It's because of these aggregates. But in another way, it's because of this body we can utilize it as a vessel to practice Dharma and to learn many things. We have this mind that can understand and possesses all of these abilities. So it is stated that it is negative, it is a misdeed to even say these five aggregates that we possess are no good, they are worth nothing, they don't have any abilities. To have this is a wrong view. To have this misknowledge of our aggregate's potential is a wrong view. So just misknowledge of their potential is a wrong view. So harming those aggregates in any way is a misdeed. Is a misdeed. So I asked of what categories. Rinpoche said it would just be harming in general. I asked if one has an illness, and doesn't take medicine, purposefully, does not take their medicine. They have a sickness, they've been diagnosed, the doctor gives them medicine, and they do not take it, if that is a misdeed. And Rinpoche said, absolutely it is, because based on this human form, this human basis, we can study, we can learn things, and we will shorten our lifespan by not taking the medicine prescribed. We will become unhealthy, we will become sick and not be able to perform for perform and engage in the path to our goals and others' goals. Our human basis is very similar to having a wish-fulfilling jewel in our hands. If we rely upon this human basis, if we depend, it's independence upon this human basis that we can achieve the birth, rebirth into the gods and the humans realms. We can achieve the state of liberation. We can achieve the state of unsurpassable, true, complete enlightenment. We can achieve all of these results. Even a wish-fulfilling jewel could not produce those results for us.
Okay.
That's fine, no?
Yeah. Okay.